Hello, this is Vicki Davis, and you're listening to the Computer Fundamentals class. This is the sixth period class. If you have just finished listening to the first podcast in this series, which was the second period class, you may want to go ahead and skip to series number three. I am posting both classes to this feed. This is copyright 2007 to Victoria A. Davis and to Westwood Schools. You do have permission to quote small excerpts and to link back to the original source, but otherwise it is copyrights. All right, reserve 2007. We hope you enjoy. This is an introduction to time management for our sixth period computer class. Sixth period computer fundamentals. This right here is a new gadget. Actually, it's my daughter's. I'm in the process of getting me one after I saw how cool it was. It's an iRiver, and no, it's not related to an iPod. But it is an MP3 player that'll do like 113 hours of music or recordings, and it has a built-in mic, and it's only $40. And you can use it to record things or record notes to yourself, or like I'm doing, I can actually hang around my neck and it'll basically record everything that I say or everything that we do. And I can take this and I can put it on the internet. I'm going to put it in iTunes so that we're going to load iTunes on all these computers. And as we have spring sports and some of you are out and things, you can actually go back and listen to what we did. But it's kind of an experiment to see how it works and see if we should do it in other classes and that sort of thing. So I'm just going to tell you, I'm recording as long as I can keep AA, AAA batteries in stock. I'm recording, and I'm planning on setting it up as a podcast, and so you'll have a six-period podcast or a second-period podcast or whatever, and you can look at it. We're going to load iTunes on these computers. If you don't have anything to listen to it through, that's okay. You can save it on your memory key and listen to it in the speakers at home, or you can burn yourself a CD. So, and it's only those that you want to go back and listen to. Obviously, you don't have to go back and listen to everything. But, you know, when you're out or something, I think it'll be nice. And we're just going to see how it works. I'm going to see how difficult it is. I may decide it's too much of a pain, or y'all aren't using it, or you're using it as an excuse not to listen, or whatever. Right? So that's what this is right here. And it records everything we say. And I'm not going to have time to go back and edit. So just know that this is here. Right? Y'all get me? Well, since I had three babies and didn't cuss through any of them, I doubt that you would get me to say a cuss word. I tend to not curse. Well, we're not. We're recording, thank you. And I don't believe that he did make me say. He obviously probably made that up because I don't remember that. Okay, so we're going to talk about what we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks. We kind of take a break from the traditional look at the software thing this kind of year, because you're halfway through your first year of high school. Now, when you get these grades on your report card, these are going to be your first real grades. And I don't do this at the beginning of the year, because at the beginning of the year, everybody thinks, oh, I'm just going to do great, and I'm going to do, everything's going to be wonderful, and everything's going to be great. Do you think that most people usually do really well their first semester of high school?
A lot of times. And then they go downhill.
Yeah.
A lot of times, well, there's a couple different groups. Some people do really well and then go downhill, but most people don't do really well because they don't take it very seriously. Why do you think the reasons that a lot of people don't do very well their first year?
Because they cannot
use them. Huh? You're used to middle school. And, oh, yeah. That's the classic. I got plenty of time to get serious. I want to have fun my first year. You know, I want to get, you know, classic example there. But, so what happens is, at this time of year, you're going to get your report cards on Monday. And it's the beginning of the year, and usually you're willing to change. What do you think the saying means, you can't push anybody up a ladder?
Oh.
Huh? You can't make anybody change. You have to want to change. And when you're in middle school, you become very mommy motivated, right? Mommy and daddy motivated. You know, you hadn't done this, you hadn't done that, you better study for this test, you know, all that kind of mess. But you know what? You're getting to the age where your parents are going to say, you know what? This is your life. Right? Do most of your parents do that?
Well,
gentlemen, if you're going to talk, you're going to leave. What do your parents do? I didn't hear that. I was being What?
Take away privileges.
They take away privileges. And, you know, but do they want to, honestly, do they want to micromanage you? Micromanage means that you're just under their finger. Do they want to do that?
I pretty much think they do.
That's
well,
not sheltering. That's bad.
You're very unique.
They feel like they have to.
Mine don't.
We know yours don't.
Trust me, we know.
Well, mine, I mean, my children.
Well, like, if they micromanage you, then you'll never be able to do anything for yourself.
Yeah.
And you'll be sheltered, and sheltered people don't get very far in life.
At some point, you've got to say, you know what? This is my life. And I'm going to be responsible for my actions. This is your life. And there is a fundamental rule of human psychology. And you won't find it in the books, but it's true. People do what they want to do. You know, people who say, I really need to start studying. That's just an excuse. That's saying, well, my parents think I should study, but I'm not going to. That's what they're really saying. You do what you honestly want to do. And at this point, your future is as yet unwritten. You can be anything you want to be. Even if you totally stunk up your report card, you can still, at this point, recover and be anything you want to be. Now, after your first year in high school is 25% over, some people will limit themselves. And intellectually, I believe every single person in this room can make an A. Every single one of you. Absolutely. I believe in pretty much any class, some of you may have math or English struggles here and there, but for the most part, I believe you can all make A's. And ultimately, whether you make an A or not is not dependent upon your IQ. It's dependent on what? Whether you want to work. That's right. And we're going to do a little experiment here to see why we're going to do is important. So I need you to get out your piece of paper, and this is how this is going to work. You're going to close your eyes, and I'm going to call out a series of numbers. And when I say go, you're going to open your eyes, and you're going to write down the numbers. And we're going to see how many you get right. Okay?
About how many?
I don't care.
Say.
We'll see. Okay, close your eyes and listen. You ready?
So we can't write while you're talking, right?
No, you cannot write while I'm talking.
Okay, so you'll tell us when we start.
You
writing.
Have to listen. I will say go. You ready? You cannot. Just listen. We'll try it. You ready? Close your eyes. Here we go. 5376.
No.
Go. When I say go, you go. Go. 5376. Okay, I'm going to read it back. And if you got it right, all of it right, raise your hand. 5376. Okay. Duh, that was real easy, right? Okay, close your eyes. Here we go. 72984. Go. Don't write until I say go.
Sorry.
Jay. Okay, I'll read it back to you. 72984. How many of you got it right? Pretty easy. Okay. Close your eyes again. Do not write until I say right. 8325923. Go. Okay, I'll read it back to you. 8325923. Raise your hand if you got it right. 8325923. Raise your hand. So how many of you got it right? Okay. How many of you got 4 out of the 5 right? 3 of the 5.
I missed the 2 on the 5.
Okay.
3
or 7. Oh, that was 7. Okay, so see, I got 2. I was looking at the wrong set of numbers. Okay, let's close your eyes. Here we go. Ready? Close your eyes. 9723481 4 2. Go.
There we go.
There is a point.
That's as good as I got.
Okay, y'all ready? Yeah. I want you to kind of put a check beside how many you got right, because we're kind of looking at how many you get right. Do you need me?
I need the administrative password
because
you're
open.
To share.
To
share. Obviously, there was a CD for a century. It's easy share, so we had to download that, and it's
administrator.
Okay, I can do it in a minute. I can't do it right now, but in a minute. Okay, here's the number, 972-348-142. Raise your hand if you got it right. Did anybody get it all right?
I missed the last four.
Okay, hold up. How many fingers for how many of these numbers you got right?
Oh, wait.
I got right?
You got right.
Eight.
Hey, good.
Okay.
I got more. Good. Okay. Next set of numbers. Close your eyes. Ready?
This is getting harder.
815-632-9684. Go.
Should have
gone. I didn't say go.
I don't remember now.
Okay.
815-632-9684.
Okay. How many did you get right, Mitch?
I just switched the 6 and the 8.
Okay, so you got almost all of them right. Good.
I got 6 out of
1. Okay, this is the last one of torture, because this kind of thing would torture me, because I can't remember numbers like this. You ready? 7964681357.
Okay, now I got like I got the last number, but I can't remember any of the first ones.
Shut up, Mitch.
Honestly,
just shut up.
Be nice, I am recording.
I'm sorry.
Miss Vicky, I love you.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna read them to you. 7964681357.
Yeah, I didn't even write past 6-4.
Okay, now here's the point. The reason most people do really well at the beginning of the semester, because most people don't write things down, right? The reason you do well at the beginning of the semester is because it's few enough items that you can remember it. It always used to drive me crazy when I first started teaching during finals week. I'd look out there and the most behind students would walk out with no books. And if you asked them if they had anything to do, they would honestly look at you with an honest look on their face, and I know they were telling the truth, and say, "I don't have anything to do." Now, in light of what we just did, what happened that made them think that they had nothing to do? Because they had too much. And when we get stressed out, what do we stop doing?
Remembering.
We stop writing, we forget everything, and we stop writing things down just at the time when we should write things down the most. Now, they've done studies of people, and in fact, they did a landmark study of, it's been quite some time ago, of some graduates at Harvard. And they found that the 20% of the people who graduated from Harvard who actually wrote down their goals 15, 20 years later had the majority of the wealth of those in that class. Why?
Wait, how did they do this?
They studied it and they found, they said, do you have any goals written down for the next 15 to 20 years?
Yeah, keep living.
Those that wrote down specific measurable goals had the majority of the wealth after 15 to 20 years. Okay, it was like 80% of the wealth.
So this is over a 15-year period of time?
Yes. But they set their goals. They set their goals in college. Because I love to read things about how the brain works. And I have a book back there called Mind Hacks. Because, you know, my goal is not to study as much as possible. It's to study the least amount of possible. And to be able to remember the most amount of things, right? Because we all want to do fun stuff and not have to study all the time. And I just lost my train of thought. And listen to what I was about to say, right? It'll come back to me here.
Something about not wanting to study very much.
I can't believe I lost my train of thought here. I think I'm still recording, yeah. They've okay, here's what it is.
they've studied the brain and the mind in terms of aging and as you get older. And y'all are really at the first time of your lives when you can set a measurable goal and attain it. Now, what do I mean by measurable goal? What would be the kind of goal that somebody your age would set?
Wanting to get into a certain college.
Yes. What else?
Being rich when they're older.
That's a very long-term goal, but yeah, you could set that goal. What else?
Making it through high school.
Making it through high school. How about I would like to win state literary in girl solo. Okay. Or how about I would like to start on the football team by my junior year. Or I want to start all 4 years of high school then, Mitch. Right? That would be a goal, right? Now, a wish, what's the difference between a wish and a goal? What's the difference between a wish and a goal?
You actually believe you can do, and a wish you think is never going to happen.
We're gonna learn about the differences, but a wish is where you just kind of kick back and say, I wish I could
you
get... With a goal, you actually have measurable steps to attain it. And there are people who have studied how do you attain goals, how do you accomplish things. You got to decide to, but you know what? The people who do the best in this world don't necessarily have to work the hardest. They work smart. I learned a long time ago, and I almost think that I have an auditory learning disability, because if somebody tells me something, that's why I have y'all write so much down. If you don't write it down, I literally will not remember it. I cannot help it. That is how I am made. If I write it down as you're telling me, I will remember it. It's the process of writing down and me reading it that allows me to remember it. That's why I'm such a good student, because when I write that down, I can remember it. But if a teacher ever said, let's just talk, don't take notes, I would just be in agony because I knew I couldn't remember. You know, even right now as we're talking, I was the kind of student that would write as the teacher was talking, even when they told me I didn't have to take notes, because I knew I would forget it. So I learned that if I was going to succeed in this world, I have to write things down. I have to make a list. So what we're going to be doing as we learn about how to set and achieve goals and how to make our lives easier, it's not about making your life harder. It's about making your life easier. Because when I was in college, I wanted to do everything. I mean, I went to a tough school, and I knew I was going to have to study 2 to 3 hours for every hour in class, that I was going to be studying 30 to 40 hours a week. But I still wanted to, I was in a sorority. I still wanted to do stuff. I still wanted to do things. And so I learned that I had to work smarter. And so I used the Franklin Covey planning system, but you don't have to have a Franklin. You don't have to have a Franklin, but what I'm going to be checking for, and in fact, guys, some of the guys who I know who've done the best, including my dad. My dad is one of the original list makers. Carry a tiny notebook this big in their back pocket. Because, guys, where do y'all have that you can carry a planner?
I'm just rearranging these.
Please don't. Why do guys not carry a big old planner? Why don't more guys carry, look at this. Why don't they carry, why don't you carry one of these, Joseph? Have it with you at all times.
I do. See, look, mine is just colored invisible. See.
Okay. One of the most popular things, you know, PDA is like a Palm Pilot here. One of the most popular things in the last several years is something called a hipster PDA. And you know what it was? It was a rebellion against these. It was a bunch of index cards clipped together that a guy carried around his back pocket. And listen, it has literally changed the lives of many people, because the batteries run out on these, as I've been having trouble with mine and my batteries. And a piece of paper is a great thing. And I'm kind of going back to a piece of paper with me at all times. And guys, you have a back pocket. I wish women's pants had a back pocket, because I would carry a notebook this big in my back pocket. Yeah, but I can't wear blue jeans to school. I can only wear them on Fridays, right? In my dress code. Yeah, teachers have a dress code. I can't wear blue jeans except on Friday. On Fridays only.
right?
That's no fun. Yeah, but you got a sport coat on. You got a little pocket shirt.
Oh, they're so together. Women don't usually have pockets. So, guys, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be checking for you to have a planner every day. Does not have to be a planner. It can be a notebook in your back pocket. But I will tell you that those who carry it, just about every single person that does this says at the end of the 3 weeks that we do this that they have better grades.
I never said that.
Me either.
I don't remember.
This is not y'all's class, and if y'all are going to complain, you will not be coming in here during class. Thank you.
It's your own class.
Okay. So we will be setting goals of what you want to achieve. And y'all, this is about you. This is not your parents' life. This is your life. This is what you're going to do with your life. And this is how to achieve things, and this is how to accomplish. And the whole world, it's up to you what you want to do. I mean, when I was in ninth grade, I set goals. It was great because I had parents who helped me set goals in ninth grade. I set goals like I wanted to be valedictorian. Now, it's tough when you set goals like that because you still have to hold your ethics. And I could not control what the other people made in grades. All I had to do, I had to set a goal for myself to be my very best. And when the person who got second slacked off a little bit, maybe his senior year, I didn't. Because I still had things to do. You know, you can't be dependent on how somebody else does. Huh? Yes, here and at Georgia Tech. It was first in my class in college and in high school. Mm-hmm. I was. But it's not necessarily because I was the smartest. It was because I was not a star student. I did not have the highest SAT in my class at all. And SAT correlates very highly to IQ. But I'm a farm girl, and I grew up working on a farm. And I know how to work. And I decided, even at Georgia Tech, that I may not be as smart as these guys. I didn't even know what AP was. We didn't have AP back then. When I went to college, they started talking about AP. I was like, app? What's app? I didn't know what it was. We didn't have it. And people would say, well, you're this little podunk college. You're not going to do well. Little podunk high school. You're not going to make it through one semester at Georgia Tech. And it's like, I can work harder and I can write stuff down. And I had to. Because you know what? At the beginning of the semester in college, they give you a list called a syllabus. And it says, October 28th, you have a 15-page paper due. And they never mention it again. They do not remind you. They do not even ask for it. You walk in, you put it on the professor's desk, and you sit down. And they never say, Taylor, where's your paper? Remember, Taylor, to turn in your paper. You don't hear that. You either turn it in or you don't, and they could care less.
Part of growing up, you gotta be responsible.
You do, but you know what? You don't automatically know how to be responsible because we all have to mature, and we all start off immature, all of us. And part of growing up is deciding. Now, you know, you could say there's a saying that college presidents have: be nice to your A students, they'll make great professors. Be extremely nice to your C students, they'll buy you a $6 million science lab.
Yeah, Christopher told me that.
Tell me, why would college presidents say that?
Oh yeah, why are C students going to be millionaires?
Book stuff, that means you're not any good at anything else. Because
college
you could be the best entrepreneur and start your own business. Yeah.
Because you could be really smart, but you can't work with people.
Yes. You have to keep the you have to keep academics in perspective. Right. You got to have people sense. You've got to be able to manage other people, and you've got to have self-discipline to be able to manage yourself. Successful people do what unsuccessful people don't do. I don't know. What is that? That's the question you have to ask yourself. I know a boy that he loved.
Well, if you're not successful, then you're not doing successful.
And you got to change. And you know what? It is so hard to change. It is so hard to change? Why is it so hard to change?
Sometimes you just got to sit down and be like, yeah, what you're doing is not working. So you got to do something about it.
And y'all, what Taylor's saying is very important. Did y'all hear what he said? Joseph. Listen to what Taylor said. Say it.
What did you say, Taylor?
Use your voice recorder. I don't remember.
Sometimes you got to sit down and look at yourself.
Sometimes you got to sit down and just be like, you know, what I'm not doing is not working. Something got to change.
Yes. That's called self-awareness, and it's the first step of being able to do things with your life. It's being able to sit back and look at yourself, right, and understand your weaknesses and your strengths. We're human beings, and we're not going to be perfect at everything. Some people decide to change, Mitch, and some people decide to live in denial and not look at themselves honestly.
Can't be stubborn.
But, you know, we all have a little bit of stubbornness, especially down here in the South where we're all very independent people. We do. It's hard to want to change. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to change. I mean, who likes change? My husband says the only people who like change are babies in dirty diapers and they cry the whole time. You know, nobody likes change.
I love change.
It's tough. And so this is about changing.
Staying the same as boring.
Well, but when I said y'all are going to have to carry a planner to class, what did y'all all say? But you know what?
Well, I'll lose the planner before.
You can
I
ask the 10th graders. You think 9th grade is hard. 9th grade is nothing, right, 10th graders?
I'll lose the planner before I come in the first day.
It's all easy.
That's not that's addition.
Okay. So, y'all, my point is you don't have to have a big planner. You're going to have to say, Miss Vicky, this is going to be what I'm going to carry. You can go to a bank downtown and ask them for a little notebook, and they'll give you one this big, and you can put it in your back pocket. But it must have a place to write a list and a place to... I'm going to check it every day for 3 weeks.
No, but are you going to look in it?
Yes.
Wait, are you going to like...
You can ask them. I will look in it.
Because
I want to help you change, and sometimes it's tough love, and you have to.
From class to class.
What you have to do is I want to see the items on your calendar that are coming up, and I want to see your list of what you have to do today.
Wait, stuff that's coming up?
If I write something
you
down,
need, you re, you need one, and we're going to learn about how to do it. You need one. Okay. They don't know what above the line is, but they will learn what above the line is. They know what's coming. Guys, now listen, study hall guys. I'm so glad y'all remember all this from last year. However, if you decide to get ahead of me and steal my thunder, we're going to have a throwdown.
Can I watch?
And yes, that is on the recorder.
Can I watch, please?
There's such a heat. The point is that after we're done with these 3 weeks, I will have shared with you about the things that it's going to take, and you can decide whether to do them or not. But you'll know. And eventually, if you're going to want to be successful and do well, if you have a lot of money to manage, you're going to have to write stuff down because you're not going to remember what to do. Because, you know, now you might forget homework and, oh, so what, it's a grade, you don't care about a grade. But if you forget to file your taxes, the IRS comes after you and takes away your business. Right? Very bad. So you got to write stuff down and know what you have to do and get it accomplished. Okay. So what are y'all going to be bringing to class?
Planner.
Your planner.
It doesn't have to be anything big.
It doesn't have to be anything big.
What if we forget to get the planner because we didn't write it down?
I suggest you write it on that piece of paper in front of you and put it in your pocket. Okay. Now, we're going to get into this tomorrow, and I'm going to have your handouts. We will have a test over this.
What if we forget we have this paper in our pocket and then it, like she said, gets lost?
Joseph. Then
I'm gonna write it on my arm.
This is my question to you. You have a choice. You know what? I have found that most parents will back off if they see you'll handle your own business. And most all of you would like your parents to back off when it comes to school and everything. Because you know what? Y'all want to be treated like adults and you want to be trusted. But if you want to be treated like adults, you need to act like an adult, right?
I have a question.
Be responsible for yourself. Yes.
How sensitive is that?
It is. It's pretty good.
It is?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Why? Well, you'll have to listen to it when after I post it on iTunes and see if it's on there. We'll have to see.
Can it hear things that you can't hear?
Yeah.
Really?
It might. I don't know.
Someone in the background, like
mumbling,
right there saying a bad word, like under their breath. Could it hear that?
I don't know.
And then you, like, back.
But you know what? I wouldn't try it. Having something like this would be very good for y'all to have, because you know what? When you, right now you're doing school on demand. It is 2:00 and you're supposed to be learning about, you know, time management or regular computer fundamentals. But what if 2:00, what if you're better taking a nap at 2:00 and learning at 11:00 at night?
Amen.
Taking things online, and there are a lot of colleges now that are starting to require you to take a couple courses online. In the state of Michigan, they actually require every graduating senior now, I think starting in next year, to take one online course. And the thing they're finding is that you can learn when you're ready. And the nice thing about having a digital recorder like this is that, say your best time is not 2:00 in the afternoon, then I wouldn't sleep in class, because nobody's going to take too kindly to that. But say you're not at your best and you're in math and Coach Martin is explaining something really tough.
That's not us.
Okay. Well, Miss Ashley is explaining something difficult.
Very important.
Okay. So, okay, let's go back to my point. Something you didn't understand, you can go back and you can replay it and you can listen to it again. They actually, I told y'all about the Duke University, those who listen to the GAETC thing, who remembers about the Duke University study that I quoted in that? Does anybody remember?
Is that what
2 years ago, no, Duke University 2 years ago, I believe it was through a grant, gave every single incoming freshman an iPod with a microphone on it.
That would be pretty cool.
And they used it to record professors and also to make notes to themselves. I have to do this, or when I, like if they were driving in the car and they had a term paper or something to write and they were driving to go pick up somebody for a date or whatever, you know, but they had a 30-minute drive or something, they could start the recorder and they could record their thoughts. And by the time, the whole process of talking about it and recording it and listening to it, it would help them come up with their thesis. And it would help them come up with their paper. And a lot of them could just sit there and listen to themselves and just type it in. You know how sometimes you can talk it, but you can't type it? And they measured a significant increase in student performance from one year to the next. It was something, I can't remember the actual percentage, but I know it was over 20%. One place I read it was 40-something percent. One place I read it was 20-something percent. But I've got to find the original study. So they had an improved performance. And so if you had a little $40 thing like this and recorded, that would help you. And I think you need to know how to do it. I think when you go to college that you should have a laptop and you should have a digital recorder of some kind. I think that's as important as a notebook. And it may even be more important than a notebook.
Can you play like on a laptop? Can you plug this into a laptop anywhere?
I plug it into my laptop. It's just a piece of hardware.
Yeah,
how did I record all the stuff in the hall? And I hooked it up to my laptop and went out and recorded stuff.
Like a videotaping thing that you can carry around.
Which one you have? Anywhere you want.
Yes. Like, but then I have a converter at home that converts it to DVD from yeah. So y'all, what we're gonna do is I'm gonna be taking this, and how many of you have used iTunes? Does anybody use iTunes? Has anybody ever, have y'all subscribed to any podcasts on iTunes ever? Oh, y'all, here's how you do it. You go to the iTunes store and you click on podcasts and you click, y'all, you can subscribe to all kinds of music podcasts too. Just like bands and, I mean, everything's on, all kinds of free stuff.
Like, does that include movies?
videos and stuff like that?
Like, they have podcasts about just about everything. But the cool thing is that when somebody posts something new, like a new podcast, like, say I'm going to do, let's just talk about it from a class perspective, because that's something y'all can relate to. I record this every day, okay? But I may get behind and may not update and put up today. But what iTunes will do is it automatically downloads the last three. The default is the last three shows. And what it'll do is, say I put a new show up for you. It'll delete the old one and download the new one. And when you sync with your iPod, it'll put the three most recent shows on your iPod so that you'll have them. But what you need to know how to do it, because when you go to college and you have professors who actually post their shows, because what's happening is, I know some middle school teachers that wear one of these and post every single class up for parents, and whoever wants to listen can listen, but ultimately it's for the kids. Like when I review for a test, y'all, I tell y'all the questions. I want y'all to know the answers. I don't want you to have to sit there and be some kind of mind reader and figure out what it is. I'll tell you what's important. But y'all all have a different level of ability in taking notes, right? And some of you are auditory learners. What's an auditory learner? Learn by listening. And so you'll do best. Your brother, Sumner, he is almost 100% auditory. That's how he learns. And when he had to memorize the to be or not to be speech for Ms. Caldwell last year, the way that he learned that is we found it on the internet at a place called LibriVox, and we downloaded it onto his iPod, and he sat in the corner and listened to it. And he listened to it. I don't know if he had an iPod or just a regular MP3, but he sat there and he listened, and that's how he learned it. Because he learns by listening, and I'm not sure if that's how you, I think you might learn more by looking at it than he does. But there are people like that. And so the more senses you can involve, the better you're going to learn. But it is kind of scary. And so y'all are going to have to give me your feedback and say, I like it, I don't like it. I think with spring sports getting ready to be around the corner, that y'all will probably like being able to have it on iTunes and listen to it. Basketball. Okay. Y'all are going to have a post this week, and I'll go ahead and tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be, you're going to blog about the coolest technology that you saw over break and what it was. Okay, so I'm going to post that up. But the coolest technology, whether it's the Razor or whatever, and I'm waiting to get a cell phone because I've been hearing that they're going to come out with an iPod cell phone.
They already have it.
February.
Awesome.
By Apple that syncs with iTunes. They have one that'll sync with iTunes, but it's not quite there yet. But I'm talking about a real iPod that is a real cell phone.
Yeah. Hey, what? Huh?
Yeah, but that was a fabrication. It's not. I think it was just kind of a thing floated out there to try to see if people would get excited. I did see the Blackjack, and that looks really. Have y'all seen that? The BlackBerry cell phone. And there's a couple of them, but it's really cool. That's kind of like iPod. When iPod comes out with a cell phone, it's everybody's going to want to. Their razors are not going to be cool anymore. Everybody's going to want an iPod cell phone. I mean, it's just really going to be cool.
Yeah, razors will be cool for maybe,
thinner, but all it does is just simply white it out.
But just think about what you could do with an iPod cell phone. Listen to music, record stuff, watch TV.
Watch everything.
But when you get like me and you have like 400 people in your little phone book, and you manage your calendar and you do everything. But when you're a businessman and you're running a global business, you're gonna have a lot of phone numbers.
Yeah, Mitch.
You know, that's what you'll do. It'll be different. Okay. We're finished for today, and we'll pick up with this tomorrow. No, you can throw away your numbers. Oh, these are great. $40. You can order them off Amazon. If anybody wants the part number, let me know. What does it say? Only in your dreams? I am? Why? You never.